you welcome to tonight. It's our live DannyJohnson.com conference call. I want to just say a special thank you to that whole team that was there in Utah this past weekend. We had a very powerful event. About 170 people showed up in Salt Lake City, Utah. It was awesome. It was a great group from various different companies. It was a very exciting and successful event. And for all those people that I got to meet, which I just absolutely loved getting the chance to meet those people, because I get to hear them on the conference calls and hear them during the intros, and when I get to see the faces, that was always exciting. And hear the stories. I mean, Renee came running up to Hans and gave a very personal testimony as to what's happened in her marriage, with her children, and with her business, was just profound. In fact, I'd love to have Renee sometimes share her testimony with everybody, because her business is just exploding, and so is her marriage. And so this is exciting. Her husband is very, very grateful that she plugged into these calls just a few months back. So tonight we're going to pick up where we left off last week. We were talking about 7 habits of highly defective people. We will definitely finish that topic out. But first of all, for those of you who have never been on a call with me, for those of you who have never heard my story, I want to share that with you. And I want to extend a thank you for coming on the call tonight. I know sometimes conference calls can be very boring. Sometimes they can be, hard to listen to, hard to pay attention. I hope that's not your experience with us tonight. Hopefully we'll get to see you again and again and again on a weekly basis, as we've seen many over this last 11 months. Actually, it's been a year now since I started doing these conference calls, and we're packed out at about 500 people every single Monday night meeting here during the summer. I'm sure we'll be somewhere near 1,000 hopefully by the end of the year. So anyway, I just want to say hi and welcome to this call. And if you're brand new getting started in business for yourself, we just want to say congratulations. Congratulations and welcome on board the entrepreneurial game, because that's what this is. We're a bunch of entrepreneurs that are like-minded, meeting together on the phone, working on our skills, improving our abilities so that we can increase our value out to the marketplace. And that's what this call is designed to do on a weekly basis. You can apply the things that we're going to talk about tonight to any area of your life or business or job. We've seen people, in fact, I can think of 5 right now off the top of my head, who many years ago, when I did just private corporate training, where they plugged into that seminar, and they were part of a home-based business opportunity, but came to a workshop and utilized, got some skill in the area of communicating and people skills and things like that, applied it to their job and climbed the corporate ladder to the point of 6 figures and some of them 7-figure income earners yearly now in the corporate world as a direct result of the training that they've gotten out of our training seminars, like the one that's taking place in Los Angeles here coming up September 11th and 12th. But yes, my name is Danny Johnson. I got started in business for myself when I was 19 years old. I was not the kind of person to ever succeed in anything. I grew up in an abusive home with a drug addict for parents. I did not believe in myself, but my father told me I was fat and ugly and I could never do anything right and I would never amount to anything my entire life, and I believed him wholeheartedly. When I first got introduced to the concept of being an entrepreneur, I thought people like myself didn't succeed at anything, so I was terrified and didn't get started for a couple of months. After I got over my excuses by hearing a testimony of somebody who I respected, I decided to jump in with GoSpeak, quit my job, came in full time, and the first 6 months had absolute failure. Couldn't get anybody, couldn't get a customer, couldn't get a rep, couldn't figure the thing out, and it wasn't because I wasn't trying, because I was trying very hard. After 6 months, went and met somebody who was making $15,000 a month in his personal business, and he started his business the same exact month that I started mine, except that he was 15,000 times more successful than I was. And I begged him to teach me how to crawl, walk, and run. I was absolutely desperate to succeed. I was desperate not to wind up a failure. I didn't know what I would do with myself if I had not succeeded at this. And he gave me 4 guidelines. I don't have time to go into those, but you can go to my website, because those guidelines are found on many calls that we've done. There's an archive of 50 calls that are on that site that are available to you, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a nurse, or a business person, a cocktail waitress like I was. There's a lot of great information that can certainly help to build your business, and you just need to learn, you know, apply it to what you're doing. And you can go to DannyJohnson.com for that. But anyway, after 6 months of failure, I begged him, and he told me I needed to invest into myself and go to a training seminar, that if I was to work with him, I would first have to get my education. And that workshop was taking place within a week, and it was going to cost me a total of $1,500, including airfare and expenses. And after that horrible proposition that he gave me, I thought, oh my gosh, I don't want to go sit in some boring seminar with some boring speaker with a bunch of boring older people. And I'm 19, okay, so you can understand my thought process. Didn't know seminars, there were any seminars that ever had fun. I hated school, so I certainly was going to hate a seminar. And I was going to have to pay my own money to do this, and that just didn't make sense. But he told me if I didn't go, he would not work with me. Desperate, I went. Came out of that seminar and made $4,000 the first 8 days. Sponsored in 25 people into my business. Many customers. The next month, I brought 9 people back with me to Salt Lake City, Utah, which was hilarious to be back there 14, 15 years later. It was trippy being in that same city in completely different circumstances. I was a broke kid when I went there, I think, 14 years ago, and then today I'm not, and that was amazing. So anyway, came out of that second seminar where I brought 9 people to it and made $11,000. My income went from $4,000 to $11,000 in 1 month because I brought 9 people to that same exact training seminar. The following month, brought a whole lot of people, made $15,000 that next check, and then the next month, brought a ton of people back to the next training seminar, made over $20,000 that month. And so, went off and got married on a whim, had a honeymoon for several months, and it turned out that the man that I married had different ideas about marriage than I did. He drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. He wound up leaving in Japan, off with some other woman, and I lost my business that was stolen from me as a direct result of getting married. It was awful. I mean, it was the worst experience of my life up until that point. I'm 21 years old. I'm now going to be divorced. I had a business and lost it. My parents hate my guts. I'm a loser. I'm nothing. I'll never amount to anything. Wound up falling deep into a depression of despair, oppression, you name it, I was feeling it. December 1st, he drained my bank account. December 13th, wound up completely homeless. December 25th, wound up, December 13th, totally homeless, living on a beach. And on the 13th, I mean, on the 25th, wound up at a beach party, a Christmas beach party, looking at the people I was surrounded by who were a bunch of alcoholics, drug addicts, and adulterers, and said, no way, I'm done. I'd hung out with those people for about 2 weeks. They were people that I had worked with, and I said, enough is enough. I'm done. I cannot do this. And I knew that if I was to continue on this path, that I'd wind up leading straight to destruction, which is where I had already been leading myself. Wound up picking up my stuff and leaving that beach party and screaming at myself for 45 minutes on a drive to the beach I lived on and just telling myself, you know better than this. This is not who you are. This is not what you're supposed to be doing. Come on, girlfriend, step up. You've got to make a change. You're not supposed to be mediocre and average. You're not supposed to be a failure. Quit whining, crying, and murmuring and complaining. Step up. And I did this. I had a horrible conversation with myself, and I made myself focus on one good thing. One good thing that was going on in my life, and I did. Started a business the very next day from the trunk of my car, a handwritten flyer, a floated check for a voicemail number, and a telephone booth. Made $1,200 that very first day reading a script that I wrote because 25 calls came in off of a on my voicemail from a flyer that we handwrote. From there, the next 4 days, made a total of $2,000 with 10 hours of worth of work that I put into it. $6,500 the next 30 hours I put into it. My first full-time month, made over $10,000, was the number one international producer, broke all the international sales records in a company that had several hundreds of thousands of reps internationally. Never in a million years did I dream from Waikoloa, Hawaii to be able to do something like that. By the end of that year, made $250,000 because I had several other people earn a six-figure income. And in the kind of business that I ran, the more success I helped my reps to have, the more success I would have. Started a training company within 4 months of being homeless, training and developing people, teaching them specifically how to become a professional in their business. And because of the success of that training seminar, they built a business very, very fast. Made my first million within 2 years by the time I was 23 years old. And in my 20s, made millions beyond that while having 5 children. And finding my husband. Met my husband through this industry, got my children out of the industry, got my relationship with my God as a direct result of being involved in this industry. And all of it would have had none of it had I did not go to that training seminar after failing for 6 months. If I had not invested in myself, I would not be talking to you today. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I probably would have been married several times, several kids with several different fathers, probably on welfare, to be honest with you, because that is exactly where I was headed. Exactly where I was headed. After my husband took off with everything, I'm telling you, I could have easily fell into the trap that my family before me had fallen into. But thank God that he placed me in this awesome country and gave me an entrepreneurial spirit, put me in the right place at the right time, and gave me eyes to see that I was in the right place at the right time. Because the definition of luck is being in the right place at the right time and knowing it. Most people often have found that they've been in the right place at the right time, but they didn't know it, so therefore they passed it up. Well, an opportunity is never lost. It's always taken. Somebody is going to hear this tomorrow. So that's who you're listening to. That's where I came from. And I spent my career training and developing people with professional skills so that they can improve their skill into the marketplace and therefore increase their value, which means they increase their income. And that's what you'll hear on these calls. That's what you'll find on the website, are ways to improve your skill, to improve yourself, because as you grow, your income grows. That's just the bottom line of how it works. But tonight we're going to talk about habits of highly defective people. Before I go to talk about the habits of highly defective people, I want to see if Hans is on the line with any one of those three people that I want you guys to hear from. It's always awesome to hear people who've overcome something and moved forward. Hans, are you on the line? Hans is not on the line. I'll try again in a few minutes. Okay. And JP is on the line, but we are recording. Okay, here we go. Number one, again, the title is 7 Habits of Highly Defective People. Next week, by the way, I've got a training for you guys that talks about hindering things that you can do in the area of closing, things that that shut down your closing ability. And we'll talk about that next week. So sometimes when you can troubleshoot and look at, okay, what am I missing here? Why do I keep hitting my head up against the wall? It is amazing what happens. Okay, so number one, not good time managers. People who are defective in the area of business or even family, even marital issues, is because that they have an issue with time management, not good time management. Time Traps, okay, is a great book apparently by Alex McKinsey that somebody had told me about. I haven't read it, to be honest with you. I learned how to manage my time many years ago. If you want to learn how to manage your time, go to DannyJohnson.com. Look in the May archives of calls. There is a call on managing your time. I will tell you this from my experience. I'm a personal coach. I coach people every single day, and this is what I will tell you about that. Majority of the leaders that I have coached have hit an absolute wall and have just broken their bodies down, broken their families down, because they are horrible time managers. You absolutely, 100%, need to learn how to manage your time. Let me tell you something about skill. Skill increases your value to the marketplace. If you do not invest into your skill, if you do not learn how to manage your time, if you don't learn how to do the things that are necessary to succeed, and you just ignore the weaknesses that you have, I promise you the weaknesses will not go away. You need to discover, what are the things that I need to improve in my life? And you need to take steps moving forward to improve those areas of your life, just like I did when I was homeless, just like I did after 6 months of failure. I had to find somebody to help me. Let me just give you this really, really quickly. I want you to, as we're going to do this, because I'm going to go through these 7 things, and you're going to discover maybe 2 or 3 things that you need to improve in your life. Okay? And that's what I want you to find. Because often we can be in a rut just because of things that need to be improved, and we're ignoring them. We're not making it any better. So, I want you to write this down. What are 3 areas that you have that you're really good at? 3 strengths that you have. Okay, what are 3 strengths that you have in your business, in your life, in your marriage, in your parenting? What are 3 strengths that you have? Go ahead and write those down. Okay, now I want you to write down 3 areas that need improvement. What are 3 things in your business that need to be improved? Now don't analyze this with emotion. No, man is a business person. If you analyze it as a business person, then you're sitting there looking at kind of like a spreadsheet going, okay, well, man, those numbers kind of need to be improved. Okay, this area really needs help. Not, you know, looking at it like you're condemning yourself. Not looking at it while you're taking offense or you're defensive. No, look at it unemotionally, okay? This area, you know what, I really need help in this area over here. I need help in the area of advertising. I need help in the area of closing. I need help in the area of prospecting. I need help in the area of retention, retaining my customers. How can I improve that area? Every successful business person that I know that I get to work with, which is very exciting that I get to work with people like that, that's how they assess their business. Okay, we need to improve here. What do we need to do? Let's solve this problem. They don't get all emotional about it and tied up and defend themselves or any of that nonsense. Don't go there. Three areas that need improvement. I'm going to give you seven things tonight. Seven areas that make people deceptive in the areas of business and also personal. You can decide either to take an offense to it or you can decide to solve it. Totally up to you. At the end of the call, I'm going to give you eight things that you can do. Eight different options. The first three do not work and never work and lead to destruction. The last five will work. In fact, you can take one at a time on them and go at a slow process of progressing, or you can use all five all at once and set yourself on a fast track. Okay? So what we're looking for, what are areas that I can improve in my business? Okay? That's how you will move forward. Because if you do not look at it that way, you will not move forward. You will stay stuck. And if your income is stuck, and I don't care if it's stuck at 50 grand a month, it's still stuck. I don't care if it's stuck at $200 a month, it's still stuck. You must do something to break through the rut, to get to the other side, to grow. Because if you are not growing, if your income is not growing, I can guarantee you it is not staying the same for long. There's no such thing as things staying the same. Not at all. Okay, so number one, highly defective people, not good time managers. Reason why? They don't prioritize things. Listen, you must prioritize your life. You have to put your God first, however way you understand that. Put your family second, which means husband, then children. Children do not come before the husband. So it goes God, spouse, children, business, extracurricular activities, meaning extended family, meaning church. Now, you see, you serve your God by how you live your life every single day. That's between you and him. But church is an extracurricular activity. Your first ministry is your family, is your spouse and your children. And a lot of people, a lot of ministers that I know of have failed in that area just because of a lack of knowledge. They're so zealous for doing their job that they forget their families. And we've seen that time and time again, and it's just a lack of knowledge. That's all. They need to work on their skill in the area of prioritizing their life. And that's fine. I lived that. I totally had my priorities completely whacked. My business came first. My friends came second. My kids came third. My husband came next. Actually, my God came next, and my husband came last. It was no small wonder that our marriage was failing. And if the marriage is hurting, guess what? The business is also hurting. It is absolutely inevitable. Okay, so this is the question you have to ask yourself. How long am I going to continue to do things that are not working? How long are we going to listen to our spouse nagging at us before we solve the problem? Do you understand? How long am I going to continue trying to close people in the way that I'm doing it and expecting a different result? It's never going to work. Okay? You cannot continue on the same path and expect a different result. Do you understand? Okay. Alright, so you must learn how to prioritize your life. You must learn how to manage your time. If you need help in that area, go to my site. There is a call on it. Listen to it. I promise you it's helped hundreds of people so far. It will help you. Okay. You need to also learn how to steal 1 hour per day as quiet time. That's part of your time management. I'm not going to go in time management. I could spend hours there, but we're not going to go there. Here's number two. Second reason for highly defective people. They possess a losing attitude. I can't. I don't have the time. It's not worth it. It won't work. It's not my job, so I'm not doing it. Listen, if you don't work on your attitude, you will lose. You will absolutely lose. People that are defective, people who are ineffective, are people who have a losing attitude. You absolutely must have a winning attitude. That's different than a positive attitude. A winning attitude is completely different. A winning attitude is, I'm going to give it my best shot. Not, speaking into existence the thing that you want to have happen. No, I'm going to give it my best shot. You have two options. Let's talk about the area of of retaining your distributors or having or retaining your customers. Okay, let's talk about that area. If you have a losing attitude, right? You know, they're just a bunch of losers, man. Customers, they're not loyal. They're terrible. Okay, well, that's a losing attitude, and you will lose your customers with that stinking thinking. That's pretty sad, pathetic. That's the Zig Ziglar line. Who's such a great speaker and a great man of God. Anyway, but I typically don't quote other people. But anyway, so yet that way of thinking, it stinks, and it is not going to help you improve this area with your customers, ever, not in a million years. So if you possess the attitude of a winning attitude of, okay, my retention needs help, how can I serve them better? What can I do to improve them and keep them sticking around a little bit longer? That, see, you solve the problem, that's the way you go. But if you have a losing attitude, it's like, forget it then. So, you know what? You got to think on the things that you want. Write this down. Think on the things that you want, not what you don't want. Think on the things that you want, not what you don't want. Especially in the areas of your business, especially with yourself. Focus on the things that you want, not the things that you don't want. Talk about the things that you want, not the things that you don't want. Concerning your parenting with your kids. Don't talk about the things that you don't want them to do. Talk about the things you want them to do. Listen, this is why you got to work real hard on your attitude. 92% of what majority of America thinks on is negative. 92% of what most people think about is negative. And 96% of what you hear is negative. Wow. 96% of what you hear is negative. That is why it's so easy to slip into that losing attitude. I want you to have the attitude of a champion. That's a winning attitude. That's an attitude that says, you know what? I fell down. Who cares? I'm picking myself up. I'm going again. I'm giving it one more shot. I'm giving it my best shot. I'm going to try. Try is weak. I'm going to give it my best shot. Okay, here's number three. The third reason for defective people, highly ineffective people, is they quit growing. They stop learning. The average person is in the car for 12,000 miles a year. That's 400 hours in a car. 12,000 miles a year is what they drive, the average American. 400 hours in the car. And what are they listening to? The radio. The stinking news. People arguing on AM talk show. Or music that does nothing for them. Especially the music on pop radio. Holy smokes. That does nothing for anybody. You know, Jim Rohn once said that if you are in sales and you are listening to the radio, you're going to have skinny kids. Great statement, and it's the truth. You have 400 hours a year in the car. Why don't you learn while you're in the car? Because people say, why do you have time to listen to stuff? Really? You're in the car. 400 hours a year minimum. Some of you are in the car probably 1,000 hours a year. Those of you commuters, those of you who live in Los Angeles, hello? So, look for ways to learn. You must. You've got to invest into you. You've got to invest into your skill and your ability. Otherwise, you're going to be defective. You're going to be ineffective. You're not going to get to where you want to go if you do not learn new skills. It's impossible. Number four, they have no game plan for life. Highly defective people have no game plan for life. They have no other choice but then to just settle for less, settle into mediocrity, uncomfortably comfortable. You must have a game plan for life. It is impossible for you to aim at nothing and expect to get something. Because if you aim at nothing, you're surely going to hit it. So you have to decide, where am I going and how am I going to get there? That's why I said in the beginning of the call, write down three areas of your strengths, write down three areas of improvement. That gives you a game plan. You know what you're good at. Focus on continuing to be great at those things and learn how to master those things. And look at the areas of improvement and say, okay, what's my plan of action? How can I make those things improve so that I can get my business to where I need it to be or get my life where it needs to be? If you are in a kind of business where you've got representatives that help you to get to your level of success, then have a focus. What's your game plan? Influence 10 people to become better leaders than you. You're looking for people who have better skill than you do. If you're running a company, you're looking for people who are better than you. That's how you'll have a highly successful business. Not looking for people who are not better than you. then you'll be frustrated, eternally frustrated. But you need people to, you need to find people who've got key competencies in certain areas and raise their level even in those areas so that you can profit even more from the activity that they do. So for me, my goal is how many people can I influence to become better leaders than myself? Who can I help to have greater success than I've ever had? And that needs to be it for you. That you need to have some kind of a game plan for your business, and you need to decide what that is ahead of time. Otherwise, you got the blind leading the stinking blind. Where are you going and how are you going to get there? You don't know. Okay. So if you want to make, for example, $100,000, then obviously your thinking has to change. If you want to make $100,000 in your business, or $200,000, or $1 million, or $100 million, whatever it is, whatever kind of business that you're in, whatever that goal is, you got to have a game plan in order to achieve it. Now, most people just hate coming up with game plans because they feel like, no, I just want to be working. Well, you know what? If you've got no game plan, no focus, no direction, then you're just like going off in circles and could be, you know, heading off the deep end, going the wrong way at the wrong time to the wrong place. That's totally lame. Okay. And here's why you've got to have a game plan, especially if you're in a business where you're leading people. Everybody wants to work with somebody who's going somewhere. Everybody wants to work with somebody who's got a vision, a promise to a better future. Everybody wants that, absolutely. And so you must have some kind of an idea of a game plan about where you want to go and where you want to get there, how you want to get there. Okay, here's another one. Unwilling to pay the price of success. People who are highly defective are people who are just absolutely unwilling to pay the price of success. There is a price, guys. There is a price. And it's the same price that you're going to pay for failure. It is. It's painful in the beginning to learn something, and it's also painful. The pain of regret, to me, is far heavier, far worse than the pain of a short period of time of pain of learning something new. Because the pain of regret can last forever. Sitting there just saying, okay, well, I didn't even try. I regret that I didn't do it. I regret that I didn't even want to do it. You don't want to live like that. Because if you're anything like myself, you want life to be better for everybody all around you. You want your kids to have a better life. You want your spouse to have a better life. You want the people around you to have a better life. And you can achieve that. I know sometimes it seems like totally unattainable, but it's not. The reality is that you can't. It cracks me up. When you choose to do one thing, not do another. For example, the average American watches seven hours a day of television. Okay, what if you like watch six instead and like pour into you? Or, you know, watch five instead and take one of those hours and put it on your kids. Maybe watch 4 hours and just, you know, put one on your husband, one on your kids, one on you. I mean, it's amazing what you can improve if most people just turn off the television. It's amazing. Okay, so let's talk about this. As I lead you over in this direction, I talked about ways of improving, things that you can do to improve these different areas of your life. Hans, are you on the line yet? No.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. Do we have anybody with you?
I think Tony and Jen are.
Tony?
Yep, I'm here.
You're here. Okay, before I go into this, because your story, I will play off of it based on the things that I'm going to tell them to do. I'm going to give them 8 things, and it's similar to what I did on your call. We're going to talk about 8 different things that they can do to make improvements on the weaknesses that they have in their business and in their life. And we just talked about a bunch of different things that make people highly defective. I don't know how long you've been on the call. But can you just share real quickly what has gone on in your business since you've taken steps to make improvements in your life? And you know, what was the method that you did this? And go ahead.
Well, for a long time, I was kind of struggling in the business, didn't really have any direction, and I got turned on to DannyJohnson.com. I listened to your first call, and I was completely blown away. 2 weeks later, you did a conference call for my team, and then a bunch of us flew down to Tampa. And what resulted from that is people have literally just changed. People who were struggling in the business have not been doing anything, have completely turned their personal life around, have turned their business life around. they're like freight trains going down the track towards their goals. They have better relationships with their family, their kids. I do. Many people on my team do. And people are just growing their businesses and everything. I mean, it's just like, it's crazy. It's a good kind of crazy. And thanks to you, there's many of us that have kind of found our way in many areas of our life, including our spiritual life, and we've become connected. And I truly believe that's a huge reason why we've had, while we are experiencing the success that we are.
That is so awesome, Tony. And it's awesome. Your testimony is exactly what I'm going to be talking about for the rest of the night. Because, you know, success is not a mystery. It's not, I mean, it's almost like it's a science. And I think most people just think, oh, you know, I just can't figure it out, or it's just not attainable, or it's just too confusing, or whatever. It's really not. It's just very simple things that we can do to improve our life. And really, we see the fruit of it. And you are one of them. You realized when you got on one call with us that there were areas in your business that needed to be improved. And you are making headway. I'm so proud of you for doing this, Tony, because the reality is that a lot of people just give up and say, forget it, it's not working for me. You had tenacity. You had persistence and perseverance, which is why you are getting on one more conference call. And you just never know when you're going to get on the call that's going to be your call that makes you propel to a whole other direction. You just never know. That's why you can't ever stop being involved. You can't ever get yourself completely unplugged from the power line, because as soon as you do, then you're dead. And that's what I'm proud of you about, is that you continued, even though you were struggling, to move forward and get on another call. You get on a call, winds up getting you a personal call, and I remember that first call that we did with you guys, it was amazing. You had 9 people in a week and a half show up in Tampa, Florida. 9 people from that call jumped on a plane with a week's notice, showed up in Tampa, Florida, and the testimony has been flooding in ever since. I mean, it's nuts to see what's happened by you applying the things I'm about to talk about, and I hope people catch this, and let it be an encouragement to everyone else that's listening. Because I don't care if you've been struggling for 6 years, 20 years, 25 years, 30 years in your business. It is about to change if you're willing to take the steps to make that change come to fruition. Jan, are you on the phone?
I am.
Jan, tell us what has happened to your business. How did you hear about us? What were the steps that you took? What's going on?
Well, I actually had one of the worst days of my life. I've had everybody hang up on me, laugh at me, smile at me, and I was ready to quit. And I went online and did a random search and ran into DannyJohnson.com, listened to one of your recorded calls, and just thought, you know what? I can do this. Went to bed, got up the next morning, and, you know, kept going. I was doing okay. Without knowing, Tony actually arranged to have you on our call, and at that point, for me, everything just turned around. We were messaging each other on our cell phones during your call. Are you going? Who can go? When can you go? Can you get that day off? How can we arrange it? We were just, before we even got off your call, we were going. We actually went, like you said, as a group. I took notebooks full of notes. I didn't even know I could write that much. When I left, I was, basically, I opened my mouth and Danny Johnson came out. I even prospected the flight attendant on the way home. And from then on, I just haven't stopped. I mean, I went home, you know, plugged into the calls, the training, and I just started working my business like it was a business, which I hadn't been doing before. And at that point, talked to my mom and my dad and my brother with confidence and belief in myself and in my business. And they're my customers now, and they support me. And I've gotten all my qualifications behind me, and my business is taking off because of that posture and that belief that I've gotten from, you know, listening to the calls, you know, going on the website, going to Tampa. And I cannot wait for Dynasty.
You know, you were telling me that you looked at your schedule before Tampa.
Yeah.
And then what? Tell us that, what you told me on that last call a couple hours ago.
There was nothing to see. There was just nothing there. It was like one thing on Monday. Now, today, I haven't even stopped. I had a presentation at 9 o'clock this morning, and I actually had to pull over on the way home to be on the call because I still haven't gone home since. I actually signed up a representative tonight, and went up to see some more people on my team to drop some things off and listened to your call at their house and was on my way home. And, I mean, this is my typical day now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It was so awesome. And look at that. I mean, this is so awesome to me. Because you have physical evidence of the improvements that you've made in your business and in your life. Physical, I mean, hello, there's a calendar with nothing on it. And now there's an appointment with this slam shot. And that's exciting. And isn't it awesome that, and this is what I want everybody to hear, Okay, this is a woman that is in, Jan, I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you. You are not going to recognize your life a year from now. I promise you that you will not recognize your life a year from now. I can hear it in your voice. You have been set free. Totally set free. And that's exciting.
Yeah, it really is.
You have kicked out of a rut.
Yeah. With Danny Johnson shoes.
Okay, so here's what she did, and I hope you realize this. Tony actually had quite a few people in his sales force that were ready to quit, right, Tony?
Yep.
And that's where the team was. The team's morale wasn't there. They've been beat up, man. Beat up by the marketplace. That's what it was. Totally beat up. And I know many of you that are on the call right now, you have felt that way. Well, you've just been so like, oh my gosh, I cannot do this another day. I am just beat up. I don't want to do it another day. And you know what happens? Why we get beat up by the marketplace? And I remember that because my first 6 months, I was beat up by the marketplace. I mean, I probably got like 500 no's in that time. I mean, you cannot get that many no's and start to wonder, what the heck is wrong with me? And that's what happens to us when we don't even think to go, okay, hold on a second here. What needs to be improved? And that's what happened to Tony. And Tony not only felt for himself, I need improvement, but his team benefited from that. Look at this. Jan was ready to quit. Now she's exploding. Could you imagine, Jan, if you'd quit? Someday you're going to say this. Someday you're going to say the same words that I say all the time. What if I didn't go to that seminar? What if I didn't go? What if I didn't call him on that conference call?
It frightens me to think about it.
Isn't that amazing? Tony, think about that. What if you had not gotten on that call? What if you had not gone to Temple? What if you didn't bring Jan to that seminar?
My life would not be the... my life is done in about face in a very short time.
Isn't that wild how that can happen? It blows my mind. I say all the time, and I wish people just let my words, like, you know, slip off their back like run on a duck. But it is the truth. Every day we get handed things, and there is a turning point that happens. And when we do not take advantage of that turning point, we don't show up for that appointed turning point, whoa. And it could have been missed a call. Could have been missed a seminar. And Tony, this is the thing I'm just so blessed about. You blessed 9 people. You blessed 9 people. Those, in fact, I wish Roger and Olga were on the phone with me because I've gotten emails from their people about them, from their upline and sidelines and down, of people who have said, what happened in Tampa? Because these two people are not at all the same. They're not at all the same. That's how much they changed. Well, let me give this to you guys. We're coming up towards the end of the call. You never know when your turning point is about to come, but you've got to show up for the turning point. You have to show up. You know, many of you that are hearing me right now about Los Angeles, you know, L.A. is going to come and go. It's going to come and go. And there will be people that take advantage of it, and there's ones that won't. And I know the ones that are there have that great chance of having a turning point happen, like it happened to Jan, like it happened to Tony, like it happened to the other 160 people that were there. It will happen. Tina Jones, I was with her in Salt Lake City, Utah. Oh, my gosh. First of all, the girl came out of Tampa. She's lost 10 pounds. She looks absolutely amazing. She was a gal that was sitting in the front row. She had the same seat the entire weekend. She squatted on that seat. She refused to let it up. I don't know if she paid people to get off of that seat. I don't know what happened. I don't know what time in the morning she got up to get that seat, but the girl was not leaving that seat. She looks 10 years younger. She is 10 pounds lighter. She used to average between 2 and 3 people a month that she would bring into her business. In the last 7 weeks, she has sponsored 25 people. 25 people. She averages what used to take her all month long to do, she now does in a week. Hello? Why? She went to a training seminar. She's been coached personally by me twice. She found an area that needed to be improved on. Boom, beeline for it, made it happen. She now is a leader in her sales organization. She's now a leader. People are looking at her, asking her, what are you doing and how are you doing it? Guess what she says? Go to DannyJohnson.com. Sorry, I'm recruiting. Go to DannyJohnson.com. Sorry, I got some recruiting to do. Why? She's not trying to be me. She's using me. Go ahead. Use and abuse me. I don't care. But she is, because I'm using you. I'm just going to get good at recruiting and promoting you. That's it. Well, those are the first two things I learned how to get good at. Okay, let me give you these eight things, okay? You wrote down three areas that needed to be improved. You wrote down three things that were your strength. Let's talk about the improvements. I gave you a bunch of things that make people ineffective. I gave you lots of things to choose from, the areas that you need to improve on to improve your business. Number one, ignoring them. If you ignore your weaknesses, I promise you they will not go away. I promise you they will get worse. They will fester. It's the same thing. A man, you know, steps on a pebble. He's got this pebble in his shoe. It causes him, he has to now overcompensate for this thing that's in his shoe on the right side of his right foot. And you know, his knee all of a sudden starts getting sore, and then his hip starts getting sore. His back is out. He goes to the doctor. The doctor goes, what's going on? I don't know, man, but I'm all jacked up. My back and my knee and my hip is just killing me. The doctor goes to the bottom, looks at the foot. Did you know there's a pebble under your shoe? Oh. If you ignore the pebble, I promise you it will not go away, but it will hurt you in the long run. If you ignore the areas that need to improve in your life, the areas that need to be improved in your marriage, in your parenting, in your spiritual life, if you ignore the areas in your business, in the areas of recruiting, the areas of closing, the areas of presenting, the areas of leadership, the areas of communication, people skills, if you ignore any of those areas, I promise you they will not go away, they will fester, and they will cause frustration and then depression, and then you will quit. Eventually, the leg will be amputated if you keep it up. So ignoring it doesn't work. I was sitting in a room with about 180 people in Salt Lake City, Utah this past weekend, asked the room to raise their hands if they have been ignoring their weaknesses instead of improving them. 80% of the hands went up. 80% of the people just ignore it. It will never improve. Come on, fellow entrepreneurs. Don't ignore it. It won't fix it. Number two, wishing. Wishing ain't going to work. Well, I wish I was like so-and-so, and I wish I had Danny's personality, because if I had her personality, man, then I know I could recruit tens of thousands of people just like her. I wish I had her ability, because then I know I could close 90% of the time. I wish I had, wishing is not going to improve those areas. It will not. Wishing to be somebody else ain't going to fix it. Why don't you learn from that somebody else so that you can improve it and become you and better in those areas? Number three is what I call osmosis. That one's funny. Let's say that you discover, okay, I have a major weakness with recruiting and closing. Okay, I have a real weakness of prospecting. Okay, well, then you go to www.dannyjohnson.com, DannyJohnson.com, or you call our direct line if you don't have a computer, and you go to 209-463-5210. You call our office, you call and you order the script book that we've sold hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those. We have hundreds of testimonials that come in of people's ratios going through the roof because they're reading the script. So you decide to order those scripts to help you, and you don't listen to the CDs that are in it. That's called osmosis. Then you lay on it, and hopefully I'll just get it telepathy. You know, I'll just get it intellectually. No, you won't. Osmosis doesn't work, man. You've got to apply it. You've got to use it. Don't stick my CDs on top of the other 12 trainer CDs if you haven't listened to. No way. Don't buy it if you're not going to listen to it. No way. You need to listen to it because we need another success story out of you, and you will be one if you listen and you apply. I promise you, you will. So those first three things are true areas to fail in the area of improving. You will fail at improving your life if you ignore the weaknesses, you wish the weaknesses away, or by osmosis, they will not go away. But let me give you these five things real quickly that I promise you, without fail, will help. Number one is to pray. However way you assess that, some people meditate, some people pray, some people do other things. But pray. Ask God for help. Ask Him for strength. Ask Him for guidance. God, where do I go to get the help that I need to improve these areas? I pray before I get on this call. I pray before every call I get on. Help me. Help me. I don't want to lean on my own understanding. I don't want to lean on my own strength. I want to lean on the much bigger strength, the creator of everything. I'd rather lean on that than anything else. So pray, because if you ask, you will receive. Number two, but you can't just pray and expect for it to happen. You have to ask, seek, then knock. Are you with me? Ask for it, then start looking for it. When you hit it, knock, and the door will be open unto you. That's how it works. Most people just ask and wait for the $1 million to fall on their head. It ain't gonna happen. Some people just ask, okay, God, help me in the area of prospecting. Help me in the area of building a customer base. And they sit there and do nothing. No, you have to now seek, search it out, find out, figure it out, solve the problem. Number two, find people that you can learn from. Find people who have mastered the skill in which you need help with. Find people who have mastered on it and focus on that. Have them teach you. Watch them in action. Don't just pick their brain, watch them in action. So if it's in the area of dealing with people and you know some, they say that you're lame at dealing with people and you know someone that's awesome at dealing with people, man, spend as much time as you can watching them in action. Take lots of notes, then immediately apply it. So find people that are good at the thing that you want to get good at and learn from them. That's the second thing that I did. That's exactly what Tony did. That's exactly what Jan did. That's exactly what I did. 6 months of failure, I'm lame at the whole business, found somebody who was great at it and learned from him. And guess what he told me to do? Which is number three. And it's so funny, I listed these in this order without even thinking about it. That's just what I wrote down. Number three is seminars. This is another sure way to improving those weaknesses that are in your business. Okay, seminars. Hello? You just heard it from these two right here. I will tell you right now, if my husband was to speak up, if he had not gone to that very first step, April 6th and 7th of 1990, there's no doubt in either one of our minds that he would not be who he is today. He wouldn't have the wife that he has. He wouldn't have the children that he has. He would not have the money that he has. He would not have the success that he has. He would not have the skill, knowledge, or ability that he has. None of it. Had he did not go to that first one. And went to one every single month for 14 stinking years. Seminars. If I hadn't gone, I wouldn't be talking to you today. If Jan hadn't gone, I'm sure she wouldn't be talking today. She was ready to quit. So, seminars are worth their weight in gold. You don't like me, you don't like mine, find somebody else that's good. Just make sure that their values line up with yours and they actually have succeeded at the thing that they are talking to you about. There's a lot of people that talk about things they've never, ever done. That's the cool thing about First Steps to Success. There's nothing you will hear that has not been done. Everything we teach, we've done it and proven it to be successful by our results, not by our theory. Not by philosophy, by straight up results, because it works. So, just like you just got started in your business, the most important thing that a doctor does is he pours into his education. This is your profession. Invest into your education for your profession. Otherwise, your results are going to remain the same as they are today. You must continue to grow. I don't care if you're making 50 grand a month, 100 grand a month, or $50 a month. You must always continue to grow. When there were times in my life where I thought I was above it all, when I was making 100 grand a month in my business, after being a broke cocktail waitress living out of my car, all of a sudden a year and a half later, I'm making 100, actually that first year, I was making over $80,000 a month, thought I was above it all. And guess what happened? Everything came crashing down shortly thereafter. Crashing down. Pride comes before a fall, always. I've had that happen to me twice. I don't ever want it to happen to me again. Seminars are important. You must continue to invest in your education to learn, improve on your skill. How quickly do you want to see your skill improve is completely up to you. How often do you want to plug into training seminars? If you're satisfied with the level of skill that you have and you want to wait 3 months, well, that's totally up to you. There's not ever been a first step that's ever been the same. Never. We retain 7 to 10%, by the way, out of everything that we read, see, or hear for the first time. If you went to first steps once, you got 7 to 10%. If you had to go to the bathroom, you probably got 1%. But if you were tired, you got less than 1%. So over and over and over again, the mother of skill is repetition. So if you plug in once, I say plug in again and again and again. And it's not just for me, it's for you. If you want to master it, continue plugging into training seminars. Number four is CDs, tapes, and books. You know, I believe I plugged in monthly, sometimes twice a month, into a training seminar, depending on what your commitment level and how fast you want to go. That's totally, that ball's in your court. Once a month, once every 6 months, that's up to you. But CDs, tapes, and books, you heard Jan talk about it, you heard Tony talk about it. They continuously go back to that website and listen to more archive calls. They continuously listen to stuff wherever it is that they're at. It is very important. The way that I got myself, my mind turned around from that negative, pathetic mind that I had, because I made myself listen to CDs and tapes throughout the time. It was just tapes 24/7. Because my mind was so negative and so bad, and I was so afflicted with pity. And I was constantly demeaning myself. So much negative self-talk that I had to control my mind 24/7. Because if I let my mind think on its own, it led me down a very bad path. And some of you are that way. If you let your mind go off with you, it's heading you down a bad path. It's heading you straight to fear, which leads you to depression, which leads you to destruction. So, CDs, tapes, and books, you must invest in your education just like a doctor invests into his. You must do the same for you. Number five and final is one-on-one coaching. Okay? This is the fifth way that you can improve these areas that are weaknesses so that you can turn those weaknesses into profits, is one-on-one coaching. A one-on-one coach basically as a 40-minute phone call where you bring those areas that you need improvement to that person, and they work on fine-tuning those issues, strategically going, okay, do this, okay. Just like a basketball coach. I played basketball for 15 years. Just like a coach, you know, you could be on defense and have your hands down at your side, but you don't know that your hands are down at your side because you can't see yourself. The same with a coach. A good coach would say, hey, dude, your hands are down. You know, oh, really? Gosh, duh. I'll put them up. It's the same thing. When I coach people on a closing script, I get on the phone with them. It is amazing what I hear. Absolutely amazing. When I get on the phone with a prospecting script, they say, oh, yeah, Danny, I'm totally sticking to the script. Really? I want you to read the script to me. And then I find all kinds of stuff that they're adding to it. I find all kinds of weird, wild things that they're doing to it, and I can't figure out why they're provoking objections from the client. Because they didn't realize what they were doing. Sometimes you don't know what you're doing until it's brought to your attention. That's what a one-on-one coach does. And I do that every single day. I coach people every single day. Okay? What area do you want to improve on? Okay, let's work on this. Boom. Do this. Go here. Turn right. Turn left. Okay. Hands up. Hands down. Are you with me? That's what coaching does. And so it's up to you. How quickly do you want to overcome these areas that need to be improved so that you increase your skill, which means increasing your value to the marketplace? When you increase your value to the marketplace, you increase your income. So I gave you eight things. The first things are a sure way to fail. The last five things, any one of those things will help you. Will absolutely help you. Some quicker than others. To be honest with you, the seminar is the quickest way. The absolute quickest way. It's two intensive days. And I even tell people that I coach, you know what? I'd really rather you just go to First Step. Don't book another coaching appointment. You just need to go to the seminar. That's really what it is that you need. After that, if you still need me, we'll do some one-on-one. But until you go to that workshop, I'm sorry. It's a different language. It's a different mindset. Things get cleaned out. Things get inspired. Self-motivation comes when people are liberated. And that's what it's all about. Everyone needs to be self-motivated. And that happens when you're set free. Like Jan, set free from those things that are hindering you. Once you discover what they are, you're set free, and then you move forward. So anyway, that pretty much is it for me, guys. We're almost here at the top of the hour, and I just really, really want to thank Jan and Tony for being available on the call with us tonight. I would love to do this on a weekly basis as we hear about stories from people. I'd love to be interviewing. If you guys like that format of hearing what people are doing and how they're overcoming things, please let us know if you like that kind of a format. I want to experiment with it. I'd rather you hear from not only me, but hear from our students who are actually doing it and applying it and moving forward. For those of you that I get to meet in Los Angeles, I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to meet your groups. And again, there is that contest. Whoever brings five gets a free coaching one-on-one appointment. Whoever brings the most is going to dinner with us. And I'm actually working on another little bonus right now for that event. In fact, whoever brings the most is going to get five coaching appointments plus dinner with us. My husband's going to kill me. But you're going to get our bonus pack of coaching appointments, because when you book four coaching appointments, we give you a bonus one for free. So whoever brings the most is going to have basically a month, 5 weeks worth of coaching back-to-back if they want it, plus we're going to take you to this absolute elaborate, absolute scrumptious, phenomenal dinner. And so other than that, you guys have an awesome week. I just I just really pray that you have a profitable week, that you make this month of August your best month ever. Let it be a month of great improvements. Let it be a month where you grab those bonuses. Let it be a month that you overcome those weaknesses. Let it be a month where you see the desire within you rising up. It also increases your commitment level, increases your conviction. Therefore, you are attracting a completely different group of people into your business. It's the attraction business, and as you grow and change in your conviction, your commitment, your perseverance, your tenacity, your desire, and your drive, you will notice that the people that are attracted to you are the same way. So other than that, I wish you the best. God bless you. And I can't wait to see you guys in L.A. and talk to you next Monday, same time, same phone number. And God bless and talk to you soon. I'm going to open up the lines, you guys, and I'll say goodnight and God bless. Hold on.